Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Warcraft Outsiders. I am one of your hosts, Michelle Madison, and I play Adis Priest Shelley.
And I'm John.
You all right?
No, I...
You got the Rona? What's happening?
I'm John, and I'm an Affliction Warlock guy. Vatica.
That's right.
It's a good name. It's a good name.
Yeah, it's great. We're going to talk about what we've been doing in the game. Some news, some BlizzCon stuff, because I think it's on the 19th.
Yep.
And maybe a listener question.
Yeah, so BlizzCon is in 9 days.
Yep. So we'll do a wrap-up of that maybe on the 24th or something. I mean, they don't have any new games coming. Diablo
mobile.
4 and Overwatch.
The future is mobile.
So maybe there's a mobile game this year? Maybe? I don't know.
Well, I read a story that, Blizzard's looking at Call of Duty and saying, yeah, we need to do that with everything.
Yeah.
Where you have a mobile app, a free-to-play game, and then you have the main game.
Yeah.
So could that become a Warcraft thing, though? A mobile version, a free version, like we talked about. And then have the paid monthly version.
I love how your dog always goes crazy during Warcraft Outsiders. Like, the only time he's upset, he doesn't
like... Oh, he's so needy lately. It's out of control.
Well, he's used to everybody home at the house, probably, in the second he's, alone. For me, we'll do a dog episode one day. Well, we can just talk about a dog.
He gets on my leg and then, puts one paw in the air. I'm like, what do you want? And then he runs to the door and he wants to... Whatever.
He wants to go out and play.
He does. All right.
So for me, I've been doing the typical stuff. We did Mythic 17s and 18s, and we're just getting higher. But we're trying to get our mount. A lot of my friends already have it, but I'm two more away. So if you do plus 15 in every dungeon, then you get a mount and a title. Sinful title, a really cool black spiky elemental, which I don't know if I'd use because I have the Spectral Tiger, but I just kind of want it. So we've been working on that. Been doing more rated BGs. Still enjoy that. I mean, it would be nice if we could hit 1,800.
What does the mount look like? An elemental mount?
I put a link in there. It's just a really...
Watered thing?
No, it's a black, demonic-looking sort of elemental, with dark energy sort of going through
thing.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you stand on top of it, on the head or something, just on the... right on the top of the head, and you kind of look like you're surfing on it. It's kind of weird, but... I still want it. It's just kind of...
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm picturing. It's,
yeah.
Those things aren't made out of water.
No, it's supposed to be from the Maw, which I guess is hell or something like that. So I've been working on that. I'm two away. I'll be able to get that maybe this week or next or something, probably pretty soon. Like I said, more.
You sit on its head. I don't like that. I got some mount like that where you sit on its head, and I don't want that.
Yeah. The mounts, I mean, some of them are awkward. I have a flying carpet on my warlock because she's a tailor, and it just kind of looks a little off because it's doing the blood elf crouch stance, and I'd rather it just be where I sit on it, Indian style or something like that. So I've been doing that. One thing I've been kind of more into lately is my command table. And
really?
I got another add-on called Venture Plan. It's not on WoW Up. You have to go to a website and you have to drag it in your add-on folder. It's a lot of work. So it actually helps out, though, because it shows you a more precise estimate of if you will win or not. The other one I was using...
No shit. What is this add-on? Please tell me.
It's called Venture Plan. And it changes the whole UI, the whole interface, and you can drag people in and then press the little book and it'll say if you're going to win or not. I was using another estimator one that was a bit off. This one is way more accurate. Changes the whole UI, which took me some getting used to at first. I didn't like it, but now I think it's better. You can see more information. It's more laid out with just a smaller
Does it recommend
window.
People to use in your group? Or
no. As far as I can tell, there are no add-ons that do that like they used to with the Garrison. So
you basically drag them in and then say, will I win? And you just keep moving them in and out.
Moving them around, because changing the position of the character, so you may, want your tanks in the front and, just move them around and just keep slamming the book button. And so I think I'm up to 15 or 16 in my campaign progress. So if you don't know, there is an actual campaign within your command table, and that's going to be what controls the level of the quests you get and your rewards. So you can start getting runes as rewards. You can start getting soul ash. You can start getting more... anima. So you want to work on your campaign. There's a little bit of an internal debate going on amongst my friends, whether it's better to level all of your characters evenly with the XP quests, or because it does seem to take the average level of your characters when it's creating quests, if you should just pick like 5 of the best ones and level those and keep some low, so then you always use those 5 to like bang out the really hard missions. I don't know, or something, maybe it's like OCD, but I just like everybody even and like leveling up together. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm still able to trickle through. Like if I can't do a quest, I'll do an XP quest for a day or two, and then I get back on the campaign. So I'm trying to work through that campaign. The problem is the Kyrian command table is horrific. They haven't fixed it. They haven't patched it. Apparently the Ardenweald one is really good, giving better rewards, a lot easier. The troops are good. So if you're Kyrian like me, and you're having trouble with your command table, check out Venture Plan. I think it helps. It's not like a magic fix, but I think it helps.
Yeah. Now, I find that all the quests I have there are like way higher level than my characters. And I'm not winning anything.
Be able to always kind of do something, I think.
I was in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, I just like, maybe I need more characters, or...
Yeah, if you do Torghast, you'll get them. You'll find them inside. I've got a lot now. I don't even know how many. I'm just going to guess. It feels like it's like 20 or something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, there's a lot of troops you can get. They could have done a lot better with the UI and making it look like an auto-battler. I think it was sort of a failure. But, you know, Venture Plan helps out a little bit, and I think you guys should get it. Like I said, not on WoWUp, but you can find it on a website. Just Google it. And I think that's pretty much it for me. Just trying to get that mount. It's still doing the mythics, still doing rated battlegrounds, and patch 9 point whatever is coming to the PTR soon. So maybe that'll be, like, some excitement because we're going to be able to get, like, tokens to upgrade mythic gear. But until, like, the next dungeon or raid comes out, like, there's really not that much new going on. So I've noticed a lot of people hopping on alts and doing that. And I still haven't really done anything with my warlock. Even though Torghast now is alt-friendly, you can hop on the latest level. I still am like, oh, I got to get conduits. I've got to get them gear. And I'm lazy. And I just kind of, this is the first expansion I've only played one character. So really? It's kind of weird for me. But I still am finding myself busy. Like there's something to do every day for sure. Like I'm kind of just... not bored. I'm just, you know, it's just I don't want to take that extra time away from my main character to go do something on it all. Anyway, I am just drinking a water. What are you doing over there, John?
Well, Michelle, I'm still in Torghast.
You can always be in Torghast.
I know, but that's like my main focus right now. So I got the memory, one of them. It's not the one I want, though. Trying to remember which one I got, because I need
I
to
told
get the
you
memory.
The two ones to use. Yeah,
I know, but the one I got was the only one that was available based on the Torghast run that was there. So I did that one. I had to do a 3+.
Okay.
And I did it, and it was actually kind of challenging. Honestly, it was getting a little sweaty. I made it through it though, and then I got the memory. I don't remember what it does, but it's not the one that I want. The one I want has like a corruption buff, which is not. I'm trying to remember the wing that.
Well, I gave you one that's good for leveling and one that's good for dungeons. Like, you don't want, like, the best in slot because it's probably going to be a raid one or something like that, you know?
Right.
So you got to make sure it matches, like, the activities you're doing.
Well, there's only two right now, I think, that are related to Torghast, that where they drop in Torghast. Otherwise, I have to do dungeons. So maybe I need to look at those other ones in the adventure guide.
Yeah. You can just go in heroics, even, and get them.
But three, like the third floor was pretty challenging. And now I can't get past the fourth fucking floor. And by the way, they have this new thing now where you can transform into this howling soul cord thing.
Yeah, so the week, it's a ghost week. I forget the title. But, you know, we had the pets a couple weeks ago. Now there's an event going on with ghosts. I haven't Torghasted yet this week, but that's interesting.
It's kind of cool, actually, because he has like these melee attacks, and you can just switch back. So I would dot everybody with my warlock and then switch to him really fast, and now I have all these melee attacks while my dots are doing their thing.
Oh,
and...
Chorus of the Dead. That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So, like, I'm on, like, the fourth floor, right? And I'm just dying like a motherfucker. And all of a sudden it says, like, you need to get to the next floor quick because Tarug is coming.
Yeah, you
I'm
ran
like,
out
what?
Of deaths. Yeah, you ran out of deaths.
I'm like, what does that mean? And there's this thing counting down. He's going to be here in 5 seconds. I'm like, who's coming? I don't know what's happening, right?
Yeah.
And then this huge fucking thing comes in and destroys me instantly. And then it tells me I need to get to the next floor before he does. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm which is like impossible because there's like 7,000 bad guys between me and the exit, and then he exits and the jailer kills me, and I got kicked out. So
it's becoming need to upgrade your gear a little bit.
That's what I was gonna say. My eye level needs to be a little bit higher, I think.
I've known some people who just hit and then like went and did like an 8 though. So it depends on your class, it depends on your skill, it depends on your buffs that you get that run. You know, you may find you can buff up something that you didn't know. Oh, this really works well. You know, when you do this with the Void Walker, or if I buff Malefic Rapture, or you may find like the right kind of thing that just makes it easy. So maybe you just.
But I was having trouble like right away, like before I even I had like one buff only. It was the only one I could. It was the only opportunity to get one. You know,
the first two floors are the hardest because of the buffs and usually take the longest, and then you kind of get overpowered. But it could have just been unlucky. It could be a lot of factors kind of going into one, but. Keep at it. Check out your Soul Ash when you can make a legendary.
Yeah, so I need to get the Soul Ash, the memory, and then the...
The missives are easy. You buy them on the auction house.
The missives,
yeah. That's not a big deal. So and what do I do? Heroics to get the recipe or Torghast, and then...
Yeah. So I'm doing that, and then obviously I got to start doing World Quests. I need to get my level up. I did some Battleground stuff, and I just absolutely suck at it, and... I don't know, Michelle.
You just seem like you're struggling all around.
I'm not
a lot
struggling.
Of confusion, a lot of struggling.
No, I'm not confused. You know what it is? I'm refusing to do the stuff in Revendreth. It's kind of what's hurting me a little bit. I need to just just do it.
You could get eye level without doing any of that. You could just go in BGs and upgrade your armor gear. You could go pug Mythic Zeros.
But the Battleground gear I'm looking at as rewards right now, it's all lower than my gear, most of it.
Mm-hmm. You can upgrade it, though. Get upgraded to 197 if you keep up so you got to just get more honor to upgrade that. I mean, it's a grind, but it doesn't take that long if you're actually playing daily and doing the content.
Right.
If you just sit on it week to week, nothing's going to happen.
I know. The thing is, like, I'm so intrigued by Torghast. Like, I want to do that.
No, if you enjoy it, play it. Like, there's no wrong way. Like, it's a game. Like, have fun if that's what you like to do. If that's what you're... But you may get to a point
but besides
where, like, you can't
getting the legendary... At the end of all of this, because I have like I think almost 800 Soul Ash, and I need like 1200. So, like at the end of this, when I get my legendary, like what else am I getting out of Torghast? You know, like I have a quest in there right now.
You're getting people for your command table. You're getting in the other wing. If you open that up, you're getting a mount. You're getting cosmetics, pets, things like that. You can get you so
and those are just drops at the end from the boss.
Yeah. Yep, you got it. I don't think you'd ever do the mount one, though, because it's 18 floors of 8 or something, or 8 floors.
It's 18 floors?
18 floors, yeah. You have to do it all at once.
Wow.
I haven't done it. I don't have that in me right now.
18 floors is crazy
talk. And they're not 6 each. I think they're 18 floors of 8 or 18 floors of, or 18 or something ridiculous. Like, it takes hours and hours and hours.
But does it have, like, the little break floor where the dude is?
I'm sure there's a break, but you can't leave. You can't log out or you can't crash. And
Yeah, one time I was my internet went out when I was, like, in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, fuck, are you kidding me? I don't want to do this again. And I logged back in and I was right where I was.
How long was
shocked.
It out? Like, it saves you for, like, a couple of minutes.
Yeah, maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes or something.
Oh, okay.
Ten minutes.
Good. Yeah. So... What else? Anything else before we move on?
No. Well, what's going on out there, Michelle?
Well, let's see. Before we get into the news, we had a question. Yeah. So Murdoch, he said, I have tried every role in the game and I'm getting bored with DPS and tanking. I tried healing and I can't get into it. How did you guys enjoy it and why do you enjoy it? What class should I try? Now, John, you've tried it a little bit. So is there one that you tried that sticks out to you that you like the best or...
I thought the priest thing was pretty fun, the healing, but like I enjoyed that a lot in the dungeon when I did it. It was very memorable, and I because I had the bar set up, and I enjoyed all of that. It was, I thought, fine for questing. For whatever reason, I just kind of stuck with the warlock and stayed there, you know, and I feel comfortable with it now, and I don't really want to go outside my bubble too much. And I know we tried all those different classes and stuff. I'm trying to think what else stood out.
I don't think he tried healing on anybody. He wants to play a healer. He asked about healing. So Death Knight doesn't heal. He said, I tried healing and I can't get into it. How do you guys enjoy it and why? What class?
Oh, I thought he was saying other classes.
Which other classes to try? And tanking. He can't get into healing. Now, basically, a priest is a good class to try because we have two healing specs. One of them is more straightforward. Holy, you just sort of push buttons and bring health up. Discipline is more like you have to anticipate the incoming damage and then you do damage to heal. You prevent damage with bubbles and other mitigation. It's more challenging. I think it's the trickiest healing in the game, mm-hmm. but I like it the best. I think it's fun. I could definitely be better at it, but I really love it in PvP and I like it in PvE. I just wish we had a little bit more of a way to recover in PvE, and I wish our damage right. was higher. Like, we have the lowest damage of any healer, which doesn't make any sense at all. But mm-hmm. yeah, if you've tried all of the healing people and you don't like any of them, I mean, maybe you just don't like healing. Why do I like it? Because it's an important role in the dungeon. I get bored when I DPS. Like, I don't get that competitive with your
numbers.
Well,
that's what I was saying, because when I did do the dungeon yeah. as a priest, I think yeah. I did disc. Like, yeah. once I had the bars set up, mm-hmm. the raid bars and all that, mm-hmm. and I could clearly see everyone's health, and I could just heal each one as they needed it, it was very engaging, but I was
useful.
Just...
You feel like you're yeah, helping people. You feel like
I had a clear purpose, you know, but mm-hmm, I was really focused on the bars only, and not. I didn't know what was happening out there. Like, it's
there's
just
some
like,
annoying parts to being a healer. Like, you have to stop and drink yeah. every second. And you're always in the back running up, like, wait, don't pull. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking, you know. And you're always like in distress and in a panic, and it's stressful. Like, DPS can be more relaxing. Like, if you miss a kick, yeah, your group might die, but. You know, or you're not doing as much damage as somebody else. I think DPS is great for people who are competitive with damage and really want to watch those damage meters, really want to watch the top interrupts, really want to be involved and active. And it's just, I can't find like that much fun in DPS for me. I used to tank back in Wrath of Lich King. I kind of liked that second best. I just don't think I'd ever attempt it again. But I feel like healing, I just like the best. And I feel like Disc is that nice balance of being a healer, but you also can do other things. So I've always really liked Discipline. And I recommend if you haven't tried that, just check it out in PvE and PvP. So you're saying like you don't like healing, but maybe try it in PvP. Just get used to everybody like piling on you, because you're going to be target number one. You are going to be right. who everybody wants to kill or CC or whatever, because as a healer, you have to go down. Because if you ignore a healer, you basically have to run them out of mana until you can kill something, usually. So check that out, Murdoch, and let us know. Okay, so Crash Bandicoot, we mentioned this on VGO. It's now in the Blizzard launcher, John. It's weird. I don't like other
this
games
is
popping
not...
up in there.
Well, when does Tony Hawk show up in there? I mean... How many really big Activision games are there, right? So I think they're all going to show up in there eventually. They have to.
This game isn't big. You know what they should do? Start giving away free games if you install the launcher. Something like this. You know, do the Epic model.
But isn't this the studio they just bought, Vicarious? Aren't they doing that?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, if you could get more people to install this launcher and then try free games, you know, then maybe they sub to WoW or maybe they're into Diablo. Like, I feel like...
Oh, that's
who's
Toys
gonna
for,
really
no.
run to this and buy Crash Bandicoot? I don't
yeah,
know.
Crash Bandicoot is Toys for Bob. So they bought like Vicarious, who was doing like the ports, right? They were
of
doing
Tony
like
Hawk,
Tony Hawk.
Yeah, yeah. And they're gonna remake Diablo probably.
Yeah,
yeah. Which they might.
Yeah, I don't know why
BlizzCon.
That's in there. Like,
it's awkward.
Like, why that game? Like, how many Activision games? Is that because it's coming to PC?
Maybe. Yeah. That's the PC spot for it. Just put it on Steam. Call it a day.
I mean, how many Activision games are there really?
I am looking at the BlizzCon schedule. It does not. So World of Warcraft, what's next? Diablo, what's next? Overwatch 2, what's next? Diablo Deep Dive, Hearthstone Expedition. Opening ceremony. It's in 9 days. Well, like I said, no Overwatch 2 or Diablo 4 this year. So... there'll be a WoW patch, but there's no new WoW expansion. So what is Blizzard going to do to carry their games this whole year? Now, you had an article in here that, and you mentioned it before, that Blizzard wants to apply the Call of Duty model to all other franchises. And part of that is probably the mobile thing. And, you know, maybe Diablo Immortal is going to be announced at BlizzCon and be playable. I could see that happening.
Yeah, but they're saying they want to apply to everything, right? So, yeah. So Blizzard, Diablo is its own IP. Warcraft is its own IP.
Well, people want like WoW pet battles on an app. I mean, I don't really get that into pet battles, but I could see it working as a mobile app for sure. I would have rather seen a better version of the command table as an app, like a true battler game or something like that. But whatever they do, I mean, I'll probably check it out.
Is that still in the app?
Yeah, you can do it in the app. Yep.
Yeah. Because I was doing that for BFA, I remember.
Yep. It's just weird. Like, they update it late and it's still off and... But you can definitely keep up with your table, like outside of the game, if you're just doing that, as long as you have the resources.
Right.
So I'm looking at
it. And did you say this? Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 won't release until 2022 at the soonest?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing happening this year. So kind of a good year for them not to be doing an event. Not that they would be anyway with what's going on right now. But I kind of feel like there's nothing huge coming. Maybe a mobile game release and maybe some WoW patch stuff, which I guess I'm interested in. But like, it's not going to be anything crazy. I want them. I just want them to, I don't know. I want housing and big things in WoW. I want like fun, big news. Not like, hey, we're balancing, you know, because they've been doing a lot of balancing right now. A lot of nerfing mythics, a lot of changing classes a little bit, but nothing really like out of the ordinary and crazy. Just the adding of the badges to Mythic, which might be exciting in the next 9.0 PTR, which is going up in a couple weeks. Valor points are coming back, and they're tuning a couple of legendaries and conduits. So just kind of boring balancing stuff as I'm looking through the news here that you guys can go read like the patch notes probably.
I'm looking at the show schedule for. I don't see anything really great here at all. Do you?
Well, they're not going to tell you. I mean, it's called like Warcraft. What's next? Like, what do you want them to say?
It's a half hour.
Yeah.
It's a half hour thing.
It's a half hour of that guy with the ponytail coming out again, talking about how they love diversity. I can't take another half hour.
I mean,
hour
I can't see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want like you said events. I want like big things like invent holidays, you know.
Now the Love is in the Air event is going on. Nothing new is happening. You just go try to get that rocket mount and you know, a couple of bracelets and shit. I mean, there's nothing going on with this Valentine's holiday. They could have done something really
right.
Cool
when I'm in Ouroboros right now, there should be hearts everywhere and streamers and and maybe a Cupid thing walking around.
I just feel like WoW needs like a big feature. Like, for instance, in Final Fantasy, all of the armor can be dyed. Like, this would be a perfect thing to add on to Transmog, you know, and maybe during Love is in the Air, you get this very specific red dye that you can only get during that time. And like, so all these, they're just missing core features that I don't feel like they have. And their events are stupid because of it, you know. They also released some other video, Blizzard 30th anniversary, Welcome Home. I guess it's been 30 years. And it's just a minute long of like, really, some really obnoxious music and like cinematics and I don't know.
Is it good?
No, it's not. Some cosplayer at the end. It's just, I hate this like feel good type, like, I can't explain it. It's just, I don't know. I don't like the way they make their videos. It just seems so like ingratiating. I don't know. I don't really, really like it. Mythic Dungeon Invitationals have been going on. Those are kind of interesting to watch. They're called the MDI. So you can see what like the top groups are doing and how fast they do things and weird pulls that they do or exploits that they do. So if you've never watched those and you're actually running Mythic Dungeons, you may want to check some of those out because it's kind of interesting just to get ideas for pulls that you're not probably supposed to do. But, you know, always one of my friends will be like, hey, I saw this in the MDI. Why don't we try this? Or you know what they do? They pull this whole room together with the boss. And you're like, what? So it's just kind of a fun thing to see how the pros do it compared to what we're doing. Sorry, John, what were you starting to say?
No, I was going to say, the CEO, Bobby Kotick, says that there's, in fact, multiple mobile Warcraft games in advanced development at Blizzard. And these are multiple free-to-play mobile games.
When did he say that?
Based on he said that on February 4th.
Okay. So recently. Well, good. Let's find out about them.
He says, we've made multiple mobile free-to-play Warcraft experiences, and they're now in advanced development based on our franchise's beloved IP.
Hmm.
I mean, what could they be? Like, could you ever imagine the entire game on your phone?
No. I mean, I don't really like mobile gaming, but I'm trying to think of what I would want. I just feel like it needs all the things that you can do, like auction housing or crafting.
Right, but that's not going to make money though. That's for people who are already playing, right?
How do you pull in new people with something like Hearthstone?
And I don't think I don't think pet battles is meaty enough.
No, nope.
unless it's some like AR pet battle game or something gimmicky like that. But why couldn't they do the full game? Because look at PUBG Mobile, look at Call of Duty Mobile.
Awkward.
Why? Call of Duty did it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that work? Right,
like a whole separate Warcraft Mobile with different characters.
Well, yeah, farm it out
Imagine
to a Chinese
if it was
developer.
Also playable on PC. See, that's the thing.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
They need something that's also playable on PC that's a mobile game. Like, people wanted with Diablo Immortal, they're like, oh, can we play this on PC too? Like, even if it's a light indie style game that's also on the PC, if it's on the phone, that's where you're going to get people, because you can kind of play at home, play away. It's like having a Switch.
But
or
but the way like Call of Duty did it was they made an like the same game, but gave it to like Tencent or whoever developed it and said, make a mobile version of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And I think it's printing money. It's like,
I mean, it's
a
lot harder to make a mobile version of WoW. It's a massive game. It would have to be some new experience of like a leveling zone or something. Or, you know, it would have to be,
I guess.
You can just remake the whole game of, it'd be way too big.
Okay, then put the game as is on mobile.
I don't think that could work? No. I mean, I don't know enough about the back end programming with the engine, but that seems like a hefty endeavor. I don't know if it would
Streaming?
Work. No. I don't think it would
I'm just
work.
Wondering what they do with it. I mean, I could see maybe the RTS or something.
I mean, it would reach a whole new mass market of people. Warcraft mobile. Level your character. Create this. You know, go in a dungeon. It could be done. It would be nice if it had some tie-in with the actual game, too, though. Where, like, you know, you got stuff out of it. You could bring in, like, a transmog or something like that, or a mount that you could collect on the mobile dungeons. Like, collect stuff in the mobile dungeons, bring it to the real game. I do feel like it should interact a bit, but you're right. They can't just exist off existing players. They have to get in that new market, you know, that huge mobile market. So maybe they could
do something
like that. I think
RTSs work well in mobile. So it could be, like, a Warcraft.
Yep, I did the Tom Clancy RTS. That kind of worked well. So that could be interesting, maybe. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll check that out. What's going on? I haven't been in the WoW Reddit in ages. Let's see if there's anything exciting over there. Nope. Dolly Parton with a sword. Welcome to Bastion.
I bet you Warcraft really changes over the next couple of years. I do.
How so?
In a scary monetized way. I think that, like, you know, talking about transmog and stuff, and, you know, like on Call of Duty, I mean, they're selling literally $20 skins and everyone's buying them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably going, why aren't we doing this? You know?
Well, they are selling a BlizzCon package where you get the Blizz Bear mount, or it's called Snowstorm.
Right.
And it's a spiky Blizzard Bear. And the only way to get it right now is if you buy that $40 BlizzCon package or more. They may sell it later as like a store mount, but.
Right.
I don't know.
But they've always dabbled in that. I feel like it's never been a full in your face thing, right? You know, the store's there. There's always mounts and things like that that are for sale and pets and what have you. But they're not really doing like the transmog, are they? Like, if you could make, if they say, okay, you could look like the Joker, you know, from Batman, which
once
is
again, that's
like,
a feature that should be in the game. Something really cool, like armor dye or like cool outfits that you could get. Like, that should be something you achieve through playing the game. It gives people content instead of, hey, give us money for that.
I guarantee you they're going to do it. Because transmog's harmless, right? It's not pay to win.
It's harmless, but if the coolest things are paid, then why would you work hard to do the non?
But they said they're going to do what Call of Duty's doing, right? So Call of Duty has all of these fucking skins that you see people with them, and you know they pay $20 for it, and they're running around in the game nonstop. It's the only way they could be that person, right? So if you want a very specific look, and every week there's new looks, Michelle, and I know that you're very particular about your character, and if you see one that really connects with you, I think you would spend the money.
Oh, I definitely spend the money. I don't have a problem spending money in WoW or in any game I enjoy.
And knowing that it's going to go away is also puts a little bit of, like, you know, panic, you know, in you. Like, because when I see something really cool in Call of Duty – and it's $10, $15, whatever. I'm like, well, if I don't buy it now, it's going to be gone next week, and that's it, right? So there's a little bit of urgency there, and that's the model. And I think World of Warcraft needs to do that. Like, every time you log in, it's like, what's new?
But you can't kill the main motivation for the game. And if for some people, that is
cosmetic
stuff.
It is the cosmetics.
Some people, yeah. I mean, it's a fine balance. You have to still make sure you're putting out really cool stuff in the game. I've noticed all their pay stuff just looks way better than in-game stuff, like the attention to detail, color-changing things on the wings, and the crowns that they had before, the masks that they sold were really, like, detailed and animated. So, I mean, I'm with you. I think there's room for it, but you have to make sure that you're also putting in the effort where the in-game stuff looks just as cool. So you still want to, make sure
something. Not to keep bringing up Call of Duty, but they are bringing it up. So in Call of Duty, there's pay stuff, but there's also stuff you get from grinding that's actually really badass, right? So you have two motivations going.
Yeah.
Right? So I mean, yeah. I put in countless time to get the really good camos for my guns, mm-hmm. and you can't buy that. You know, you have to grind and earn that, you know, but there's also really cool skins for the character and blueprints for guns. And so I think we're going to see more of that. And I think when you log in, it should be in your face. Here's what's new in the store this week. And it should always be there.
I have mixed feelings on that, John, because I want more cool stuff, but I would like activities to do to earn them, you know? So it's kind of like, I want them to just, I'm already paying you a sub fee. You know, you don't pay for sub fee for Call of Duty.
But you pay $60 a year. Basically, for the game.
Well, I mean, right? I pay for expansions in WoW too, you know? So
true.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they're triple dipping at that point. And if they want to get heavy on the cosmetic stuff, then they'd probably have to lose the sub model, but they're not going to do that because they have a bunch of people still paying it. So it's just, I'm sure they're thinking about it and they're thinking about how they can make money. And obviously, mobile is now on the table. So that may be the biggest news we get out of BlizzCon in a couple of weeks. So we will be back after that to recap BlizzCon.
Which is catch the up same with what news. We're doing. Oh, by the way, I have the Lucky Yun mount.
Yeah, that gold bull. He's pretty ugly. I mean, he looks better in game than he does in the photos, but it's weird looking. Super.
I have like all these kind of mounts like this, and I never use any of them. Like I have like that pirate ship one, and
yeah.
Should I be like rotating them all?
I mean, you can put a favorites, and then you can have like a macro that will summon a mount randomly, like a random.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I never do that though. So should I?
No, match it to your outfit. I think, you know?
Right. So you end up with this bag full of mounts that you don't care about.
Maybe. Some people like to change them up, I've noticed. They're always summoning something different. So I
haven't seen anyone riding the Lucky Yun.
I have, but it's not really popular. Yeah, it's definitely not popular. So anyway, that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you very soon. Warcraft out.